This is the future.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
It's alive, it's alive!
It's the sound of science!
Did you know one cow, just one cow, produces, get ready, 10,000 gallons of manure every year? So do the math a little. A large farm with 1,000 cows means 10 million gallons of manure each and every year. Well, now thanks to research from Michigan State University, that cow poo could become the source of, believe it or not, clean, usable water. Steve Safferman's an associate professor of biosystems and agricultural engineering at Michigan State University. Good to have you with us, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
I can only imagine that a common reaction when people talk to you about your work is, how did the idea happen of turning cow poo into water?
Yes, I think the most important thing to realize that 90-95%, even more, of the manure is water. So it's mainly composed of water. And as we hear more and more about water shortages and the expense to treat water, it just makes sense to investigate, can we recover that water out of that manure?
And how do you do that? How does this process happen?
Well, it's a multi-step process, and it requires first going through pretreatment, and that's an anaerobic digester, and that helps, in a sense, mix everything together and release some of the water out of the cellular structure within the manure. And then we go through a series of filtration steps, air stripping, and then reverse osmosis to finally get to the water to the point of being able to be reused.
And how much water might you get? Let's take 100 gallons of cow manure. How much water are you able to extract from that?
It looks like right now my colleague who's actually working on this research commercially, Jim Wallace, is able to get about 50 gallons, so 50% of the water out from 100 gallons of manure. He's aiming to increase that number a little bit to hopefully 65 gallons of water out from 100 gallons of liquid manure.
And what kind of water do you get? I guess one of our staffers was saying, well, I don't think I'd want to drink that, but that isn't
right.
The point, right?
Well, it's kind of interesting because going through reverse osmosis provides a very, very high level of treatment. All the viruses are out. Lots of the other constituents, metals are out. So it actually becomes likely safe for cow drinking, for the cows to drink. Definitely safe for any irrigation or surface water discharge, much, much cleaner than what we treat our typical domestic wastewater to. So the water looks actually like regular fresh water that we see out of the faucet.
Steve, what are the prospects of commercializing this system of converting cow manure into water and getting it into the hands of farmers?
It looks pretty good, really. There, within a year of commercializing it, we've had a lot of interest where farmers have inquired about it. And even in Michigan, where we don't think of ourselves as having water shortages, is an amazing number of farms who've had to actually dig deeper wells, and there's a cost to pump that water out. So even in Michigan, there's interest in this, but definitely a lot of interest in some of the southwestern states where they're under drought conditions. And also, it tends to, what we have found is that some of the well water is not actually a very high quality. And this water has actually higher quality levels for drinking, for cattle drinking, than some of the well water that we pump.
Boy, so ultimately, how great an impact, Steve, do you think that this McClanahan Nutrient Separation System, as it's known, how much of an impact could that have on the finances for farmers and on helping the environment?
Well, you know, it really could be absolutely critical for some farmers where we've heard of cases where, and we've seen it on the news, where farmers are having to sell their livestock because they just don't have water for their livestock. And this is a way of cutting their water use substantially, potentially in half, if not more, in terms of raising the livestock. And so that could be a tremendous impact. If you don't have water, you can't have a farm, obviously. So by being able to recirculate a good portion of your water, that might enable some farms to even remain in business. So it could be even more important than increasing profitability. It could be survival of some of these farms.
Steve Safferman is an associate professor of biosystems and agricultural engineering at Michigan State University. And I think it's safe to say, Steve, you've given us some new respect for the humble cow pie.
Yes, indeed.